Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Hey. We are holding on the top of Daf Hey, Amir Aleph, three lines into the page. Azhara Legasei Haruach Minayin. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. We thank him for the continued sponsorship each and every day of the Daf Yomi. So what we are going to discuss today is what we started to discuss yesterday, which is the terrible Midah of Gaiva. And the Gemara is going to talk about the Isser of Gaiva. Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to have Gaiva? And we're also going to talk about the fate of a Baal Gaiva. And while we're talking about Gaiva, we'll also mention a couple of things about Anivus as well, about the positive Midah of Anivus, and that will take the entirety of Amud Aleph and some of Amud Beis. It's all about Gaiva and Anivus today. And then the Gemara is going to discuss conflicting implications from our Mishnah, whether Dibur is considered like Stira, meaning what if the husband tells his wife, not Altisteri Mishploni, don't go into a room alone with this man, but Al-Tadabri Mishploni, do not speak with this man. What if instead of going into Yichud with him, she just speaks with the guy after she was already warned about that guy? Does Dibur count as a Stira or not? And the Gemara is going to reconcile the contradiction in two lines in our Mishnah, whether Dibur is considered a Stira. Then the Gemara, at the end of the Daf, is going to talk about why it is that the Mishnah said that if a woman is a Suffolk Sota, and she has not yet drunk the Me'amarim, and the husband drops dead, and he doesn't have any children, and he has a brother, that she does Chalitza, but she cannot do Yibum. Normally they go hand in hand. If you do Chalitza, it's because you're choosing not to do Yibum, but you have the option to do Yibum. And if you don't need Yibum, you shouldn't need Chalitza either. So why is it that she would do Chalitza but not Yibum? The Gemara is going to have three versions of Rav Yosef's answer to that question. Each and every version is challenged by Abaye. We'll see if we get to all three today. We probably won't. But let's begin with three lines from the top of the page on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. So says Gemara, Azhara Legasei Ruach Minayin. Where do we find that it's usur for a person to be a gas ruach, for a person to be a bal gaiva? So that the Marsha points out that Rashi, when he says over here that Azhara Legasei Ruach Shelo Yehei Gas Ruach, that there's got to be an Ashar in the Torah that one ought not be, that one should not be a Baal Gaiva, that it doesn't mean what Rashi is trying to tell us is that it doesn't mean that this is an Ashara for Malkus. Normally when we talk about an Ashara for a Los Hasei, it means that in order to give a person Malkus, you need an Ashara as well. So that's not what it means over here, because the Halacha is that it's not. You don't get Malkus. So the Marsha says that we're not talking about the Etzem Ha'isser over here. How do I know that it's usher to be a Baal Gaiva? You don't need too many rayos that it's usher to be a Baal Gaiva. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva and Shar Gimel writes, Levilti Rom Levavo Me'achav, Hus Harnu Bazel Lahasir Minafshenu Midas Ha'gaiva. The Pasuk says, Levilti Rom Levavo Me'achav, that you're not allowed to be a Baal Gaiva. And Gadol's not allowed to be Misgah Alakatan. And Afilu Amelech is Lo Yorim Levavo Me'achav. So it's obvious that a person is not allowed to be a Baal Gaiva. So we're not talking about an Onesh Malkus, because we're going to see that one of the answers to this question of where the Asara is from Pasuk in Navi. So we certainly are in Mashirin Midivrei Kabbalah. So the Asara that we're asking for is, says Marsha, is for Onshe Shemayim. That even in Dine Shemayim, you only get an Onesh if there's an Asara somewhere in the Torah. So just to even warrant Onshe Shemayim, it's necessary to have an Asara. In the Torah Sakhnos, he writes that Papashas, the Gemara is just saying Asara to be Ma'ayim Al Gasei Aruach, to let a person know that you should be really scared. You should it's a really terrible violation to be a Gasei Aruach. It doesn't have enough Gemina La'alacha in terms of what kind of Onesh it is. Meaning it's obvious that you're not allowed to be a Gasei Aruach, and that you're not going to get Malkus for Gasei Aruach. But nevertheless, the Gemara wants to highlight just how bad it is to identify the psukim that one is in violation of if a person is a gas haruach. So Amar Rav, Rava, Amar Ziri, Rava says the name of Ziri. We learn the Asar from Paskin Yirmiyahu Anavi. Shimu Vazinu Al Tigbahu. That don't be Gavoa Lev. Don't be someone who elevates yourself. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehachat from a Pasuk in Sefer Devarim. V'ram Levavecha V'Shachachta. That when a person is Ram Lev, then he's V'Shachachta Hashem Elokecha. It causes Shichas Hashem. Uksiv, he Shamelcha Pen Tishkachas Hashem Elokecha. So what's so bad about that? Because there's a low sasay. I mean, it's obvious what's so bad about that, but still, there's a low sasay that you're not allowed to forget Hashem Elokecha. Pen Tishkach. Rabbi Avinam Rabbi La. Dam Rabbi Avinam Rabbi La. Kalmak Shemar Yishamar. Pen. Ba'al. Enuel. Low sasay. Anytime the Torah uses those terminologies of Yishamar, Pen, or Al, it's always a reference to a low sasay. Karen Ora points out that which we need two psukim to identify in Asara for Gasei Ruach is because one is connected to someone who learns a lot of Torah, that he shouldn't say that since he learned so much Torah, he doesn't need Rebbeim anymore, he doesn't need people to guide him anymore. So that's Shimu Va'azinu Al Tigvahu. That even though you were Shomea Harbe already, you shouldn't, you still, Al Tigvahu, you still should not have Gova Lev. Rather, you should continue to listen to the Chachamim. And the second pasuk is for someone who might have Gasaruch for a different reason. He's done many Ma'asim Tovim. And that's where we say, V'ram Levavecha V'Shachachta, that if it's Ram Levavo, because of all the Maisim Tovim that you did, it's likely that you're going to come to be Shocheach HaSashem. So you always need to be thinking that maybe you didn't do as much Avodah as you need to do, as many mitzvahs a person did. A person always has to be thinking, maybe I didn't maximize my potential in terms of the mitzvahs that I should have been doing. In the Ein Eliyahu, he says, no, the reason we need to psukim is that there's machlokas, whether the Isser Gaiva, what if a person has an external pride, but Libo Nishbar Bekirbo, but inside he's really brokenhearted and he's really an anav. So that's what they're really arguing about. So he says that's the difference between Ram and Gavoha. Ram is that he's entirely uplifted. Gavoha is that his feet are planted on the ground, lamata, but his head it reaches ad lamaila. So Rava, in the name of the Ziri, says only to be gavoha, to have even that in his heart he believes he's greater, only that's aser. And he learns from the pasuk of al tigvahu, that's a gaiva that comes from his kishkas. But a gaiva chitzonis, to express some sort of external pride, when a person genuinely on the inside is really humble, that's the shminis shebishminis that we'll talk about later in the daf. Maybe that would be mutter. Whereas Rav Nachman Yitzchak says no, even an external show of gaiva, even if deep down you really are none of, even that's aser. V'ram levavecha, that's ram, that a person, that's aser as well. So darsh ravira zimnam lemeshmeid ravasi zimnam lemeshmeid rabiami, that Rav Avira sometimes says the following teaching in the name of Ravasi, sometimes in the name of Ravami. Kol adam sheish bo gasaruach l'sof mismait. Anyone who has gasaruach is ultimately going to be cut down from his chashivus. Rashi says it's from his chashivus. The Iyun Yaakov points out that this is explicit in a pasuk in Mishlei. Ga'avas adam tashpi lenu. It will lower him. So he says it's hard to imagine that I need a memra in the Gemara to tell me this based on a pasuk in Iyov. Shenema romu ma'at. If it's a beferish pasuk in Mishlei, so it must be that that what our Gemara is trying to say is something else. That what it must mean is not mismait from his chashivus, but mismait from his health, that he's going to lose his health as a result of his gaiva. And the Gemara continues to darshan the rest of the pasuk v'shem atomar, and maybe you'll say that even though he loses that sense of chashivus according to Rashi, or health according to the Iyun Yaakov, Yeshno ba'olam, at least he'll survive. Tamalomer ve'inenu. That's why the pasuk says ve'inenu. He's not even going to survive. Even Yaakov says, don't you see that I'm right? The next line in the pasuk is telling us that you're not even going to survive it. If it's just about losing your chashivas, what does that have to do with survival? So it's more mistaver that it's about losing your health. That a person who's about gaiva will lose his health, and it will be so bad that ve'inenu, he won't even survive. Vim chol zerbo, if a person does tshuva from being a bal gaiva, so then nesaf bizmano, then he'll die at a normal time. He's not going to die young. Now the Mincha Sota raises the question, if the whole reason he would have died young was because of the Avera, so isn't it pashut that when you do tshuva, you're not going to suffer the consequences of the Avera? Tshuva works. Is that the Chiddush of the Gemara? That tshuva works? Tshuva works for everything. Why would tshuva not work for gaiva? So he says it could be you need the pasuk because it says lo yinakeh. So you might have thought that tshuva doesn't work for such an aver. Not tshuva doesn't work for everything. There are certain averos that you can't do tshuva from. The Rambam has a whole parak in Hilchos Tshuva about those averos that you can't do tshuva from. So one might have thought that being a bal gaiva is one of those things that you can't do tshuva from. Additionally, says the Minchas Sota, that since it's considered like he's bal kol arayos, there's makom to say that you need tshuva with yisurim, because when a person violates actual arayos, tshuva is not enough. He needs to suffer yisurim as well. So that's why the Gemara is saying, no, it's like arayos in a certain sense, but it's not actually arayos, and therefore he's nesaf bismanu kavram avinu, like Avram Avinu who died at his right time. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'humchu kakol yikoftzun. So v'humchu means that if they become namuch, if the bal gaiva lowers himself, so kakol yikoftzun, he's going to jump out of this world the same time as anybody else. Ka Avram Yitzchak Yaakov dichsivu bakol mikol kol, but not just like anybody else, like the people who are called kol. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are called bakol mikol and kol. Avram Avinu, it says v'Hashem beruches Avram bakol, by Yitzchak says v'ochal mikol, and by Yaakov it says ki chanani elukim v'chiyesh li kol. So bakol mikol kol represents the avos, and they all died at the time that they were supposed to die. They didn't die young. V'im lav, and if a person does not do tshuva from his gaiva, uberoshi bolas yimolu. So yimolu. So my uberoshi bolas. What does the uberoshi bolas mean? Rav Huna Rav Chista chadam kisasa deshibalta. It's like the thorns that are on top of the shibolas, the part that's called the beard of the shibolas, and that it breaks and falls away on its own. V'chadam kishibolas atzma, like the actual shibolas, the actual stalk. So bishlam madyam kisasa deshibalta. If you can say it's like the beard of the shibolas. Haidu d'chsiv, that's what the pasuk means. Uber rosh shibolas, because that's where that's located on the stalk. Elamad yamar ki shibalta atzma. But if you say that it's the shibolas itself, my uber rosh shibolas. Why does it say berosh shibolas? So I'm ravasi. V'chein tam d'beri b'shomam. Mashal adam shenichlas l'tok sadeyum. It's like a person who goes into his field to harvest whatever's in his field. Gavo, gavo, humalakeit. He takes the tallest grains first, that sticks out above the rest. That's what his coats are first, because that's what he encounters first. So that's what it means. Uberosh shibolas yimalu. Just like a shibolas, where the rosh is evident, because it sticks out above the rest of them, that's the one that gets cut down first. So too, a balgaiva, who sticks his head above everybody else, he's going to die before everybody else. That's how Rashi understands. Ben Yoyada says that shibolas, when it's very full, meaning when it's really laden with grain, so the top bends. It's not able to stand erect, so the top will bend over, and it won't stick out on top. It's only when it's empty that the top will stick up. It will be able to stand straight up. So the Ben Yoyada says, and that's the way it is with people also. Very often, the person who stands up proudest and who has the most gaiva, very often it's because he's the emptiest. He has the least going on in his head. Whereas the person who actually has more content to him is much more humble. So the Gemara brings a little bit about being an anav. Now that we spoke a lot about being a bal gaiva, we'll get back to a gaiva, but a little bit about being an anav. The Paskin Yishayo says, "Vez doko ushval ruach." So Rav Huna Rav Chista Machlokas had to interpret the pasuk. Chad Amar, one of them says that when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu resides together with a dacha, with a daka, because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Ki ko amar ram v'nisa shochinad v'kadosh mo marom v'kadosh eshkon v'estakon shval ruach." That Hashem is going to be shochin with a daka shval ruach. It means iti daka, that he's gonna bring the humble person up to him, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chad omer ani estaka, that no, Hashem is going to join the humble person, but not by elevating the humble person to him, but by going down to join the humble person. The Marshal points out that you see from here that a chashuv person should be mashpil himself, should lower himself to a lower person, and he shouldn't say that it's not lefi kvodi to do so, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashur shchinaso and lowers himself to a humble person. The Gemara says, "Mustaver command the Amar ani estaka." It's more mustaver to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers his shechina to be with the humble person. Shari Kadosh Baruch Hu hiniach kol harim ugvaos v'shur shechinaso al har Sinai v'logava har Sinai lemaila. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah on the humblest of all mountains. So what did he do? He did not elevate har Sinai and make it the biggest mountain. He brought himself down to the low place, to Har Sinai. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef comments that Liola Milamed Adam Midas Kono. A person should always learn from the Ribbono Shel Olam how to be an Anav. Shai Kodesh Baruch Hu Niyach Kol Har Mugvos V'Yishrus Kinos Al Har Sinai. Hashem left all the impressive places in the world and instead decided to put a Shechina on Har Sinai. And some have the Girsa V'Niyach Kol Ilanus Tovos V'Yishrus Kinos Al Basneh. That the first time he appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have appeared on the top of the tallest cedar tree, but he went to a little thorn bush. He went to a little sneh to appear. Now Rav Yosef is the one that's highlighting the Midas HaAnivus. That's going to come up later in the Masechta, all the way at the very end of Daf Mem Tesen Beis. Rav Yosef is one that says to the Tana, don't say Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anava Ta'ika Ana. Rav Yosef is the one who personifies Anava. So this is Roi Hadvarim Lemisha Amaram. That's what the Ein Eliyahu points out. That Rav Yosef is the one that talks about Anivus because that happens to be a Midah that he excelled. That he excelled in. This was a Hu Haya Omer kind of statement. Ben Yoyada says that when David HaMelech says Esa Einai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, the Ben Yoyada has a beautiful interpretation. He says Esa Einai El Harim, that I lift my eyes to look at all the mountains that all know that they're so tall, and nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't choose any of them for Kabbalah HaTorah. He only chose Har Sinai for Kabbalah HaTorah, and that's how I'll know that Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, that from being a nothing, from lowering myself, from being from being an ayin Yavo Ezri, that's where ultimately I'm going to find my success. That's where ultimately I'm going to have my help from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Beautiful pshat in the drash, I guess, in the pasuk, not pshat, but a drash in the pasuk. So Amar Rabbi El Ozer, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasus Haruach. Someone came to my house, was criticizing me that I always say Eliezer instead of El Ozer, or El Ozer instead of Eliezer. So I'll try to be careful. Amar Rabbi El Ozer, you got to say things b'shem Amro. Amar Rabbi El Ozer, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasus Haruach. Anyone who has Gasus Haruach, Rotwi Lugado Ka Asherah, you should cut him down like an Asherah, like a tree that is worshipped as a avodah zarah, where you have to uproot it entirely, because Ksiv Hacha it says v'ramei akoma geduim, that the people of Bali Gaiva will be cut down. So you see, they have to break gasei aruach uksiv hasam, and it says when it comes to destroying a avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael, v'ashereihem tigadeun, and over there we know that it means you have to be mishari shachra, you have to totally uproot it, because the pasuk says v'ibadim shema min hamakom ahu, that you have to entirely destroy. So do Gasei Aruach need to be totally uprooted from our midst. The Gemara brings another maimer from Rabbi El Ozer as far as Bali Gaiva. Va'amar Rabbi El Ozer, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasei Aruach Ein Afaro Ninar. Anyone who has Gasei Aruach is not going to arise at Tchias HaMesim. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Hakitzu V'raninu Shoch Ne'afar. Shoch Ve'afar Lo Ne'amar. It doesn't say Shoch Ve'afar, which implies like all Mesim, Ela Shoch Ne'afar. Mishnasa Shachin La Afar Bechayev. Who's going to arise? Someone who became a neighbor to the dirt during his lifetime, meaning he had a proper sense of anivus during his lifetime. He's going to be Zocha to a Tchias HaMesim. Tosos raises the question, why don't we count Bali Gaiva among those that do not arise at Tchias HaMesim in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about those who will not have Tchias HaMesim. And it doesn't mention Bali Gaiva not having Tchias HaMesim. But here you have Ferish Gemara that Bali Gaiva don't have Tchias HaMesim. Tosos also says there are a bunch of others also that don't have Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara in Ksubas Kufir Aleph says Mesim Shabchutz La'aretz Areinam Chayim, or Amei Aretz Areinam don't have Tchias HaMesim, unless they're Mahana Tamidicham Minichseyam Malvi Beribis don't have Tchias. If you collect the Mamari Chazal from all over Shas, you'll find tons and tons of people that apparently are not going to be Zochet to Tchias HaMesim, and yet they don't get identified in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin. So as far as Bali Gaiva are concerned, the Kasha that Tosos asks about Bali Gaiva, right? It's the Tosos Dibra Maskel call over here. He says, Tema, Mailu Choshev Hai B'Mishnas Chelek, in the Mishnah and Perek Chelek, and also what it says in Ksubas, Mesim Shabchutz, right? That's where he identifies all these questions. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that a Bal Gaiva that the Gemara says is Kovid Avodazara, and is Kabbalah Rayos, and is Kofar Be'ikr, and is Roy Lagodo Kashera, it's not every Bal Gaiva. It's only if he's like Yeravim Ben Nevat, the Chaverav, that the Gemara Sanhedrin Kof Aleph says that Gasa Ruach that Yeravim Ben Nevat had was Tordasom and olam. It took him out of this world. So anyone who has such a gasa ruach to the point where he's included in that category of Yerava ben Nevat, so that's already included in what the Mishnah says. Because the Mishnah says that Yerava ben Nevat is ein lo chelek li'olam haba. So it doesn't only mean only Yeravam, it means Yeravam, you know, people like him, that Yeravam and, you know, people who are domelo to Yeravam. So that would be obvious. But a person, not everyone who has any bit of gaiva, are we going to say that he doesn't have tchias amesim? I mean, gaiva is not something that you either have or you don't have. It's a mida. You have in small measure, in larger measure, in larger measure. So it means that if a person's gaiva gets to that point, it means that he's not going to have tchias amesim. But everybody has some moments of gaiva, some that are probably somewhat inappropriate. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo gasa ruach, shchina mialelas alav. The shchina cries over him, moans over him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'kavo mimerchak yiyeda. So the pasuk means that for the person who's a bal gaiva, mimerchak yamim rabim, before Paranus comes, the shchina is already crying out and wailing against him. Darsh Rav Avira v'itemer Rabbi Elazar, bo re'e, shalokim yizakarosh baruch humidas bas avadam. So another statement, perhaps this time from Rabbi Elazar, but perhaps not, that midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than midas pasav adam. Midas pasav adam gavoa roa esa gavoa. When it comes to human beings, a tall person sees another tall person. Then gavoa roa esa shuffle. But the tall person is not going to see the lowly person. The elevated person is not going to see the lowly person. Al midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu kein. Hu gavoa, he is totally elevated beyond anything, veroa esa shuffle. And he sees the lowliest. Shenem ki ram Hashem v'shuffle yira. That even though Hashem is Ram, he's shuffle yira. He sees a shuffle. Amar Rav Chista v'itema mar ukva. Rav Chista or mar ukva says, kol adam sheyesh bo gasa ruach, amar kodesh baruch hu, ein ani v'hu yuchalim lador ba'olam. Person has gasa ruach, Hashem says, we cannot coexist together in the world. Shenemar milashni b'seisa re'ehu, oso atzmis geva einayim, uruchav levav, oso lo uchal. So we read the pasuk, and we darsh in the pasuk, al tikri oso ela ito lo uchal. Hashem is not saying oso lo uchal, but ito, with him, I cannot be. I can't coexist with a balgaiva. Ika demasila, some say that Rav Chista or Marukva said, not on every balgaiva, but rather a mesapri loshon hara. It's dafka for those who speak loshon hara. Shenemar, the pasuk says, miloshni vaseise re'ehu oso atzmis. So we understand that even the hemshik of the pasuk of oso lo uchal, of ito lo uchal, is talking dafka, going back on that part of the pasuk of the balei loshon hara, that Kodesh Baruch was not able to coexist with the balei loshon hara in this world. Am Rabbi Alexandri, kol adam sheyesh bo gasas haruach, a person who has gasas haruach, afilu ruach kima ocharto, even the tiniest little bit of piranus is going to totally destroy him. Sometimes people suffer from piranus and brings them closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They latch on tighter to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes people suffer from piranus and they completely reject the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what the Gemara is telling us is that's a symbol of gaiva. Meaning if a person, the second a little bit of piranus comes, he immediately rejects the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a symbol of gaiva. Like, how could this happen to me? I shouldn't have to suffer through anything. So afilu ruach kima ocharto, even the slightest ruach is gonna ruin him. Shenemar, because pasuk says varashoyim kayom nigrash, the pasuk is a hemshik to the psukim that preceded that speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu spending time or being together with those who are very low, but the Rishayim, who are Balei Gaiva, are not able to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we compare them to a Yam Nigrash, that the yam, when the weather is not perfect, starts getting very muddy. The mud comes up in the yam. So ma yam sheish b'kama revios ruach kima ocharto. If the yam, which has many revios of mayim and a little bit of ruach, it will make it very muddy. Adam shein ba'al revios achas. A person only has one revios of dam. Meaning we assume that a revios of dam is the dam and nefesh. That's what a person needs to live. That revios
revius of dam. The Gemara we have halacha Moshe Sinai that revius dam min ames is metame ba'ohel because that's what's called the nefesh. Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. So nefesh is a revius of dam. So a person, we have way more than a revius of dam, but we assume that there's a revius of dam hanefesh. A person has only one revius, halachas kama v'kama. That all the more so that when he has any sort of piranus, even the tiniest bit of piranus, it's going to ruin him. It's going to destroy him. The Ein Elio points out that even though tzaddikim also live from a revius adam, the ruach will not be ochartam because the mashal of a tzaddik is to an ilan that's standing in a makom tara and it's no for no till the makom tuma and its branches reach over to a makom tuma. That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin compares a tzaddik to. So the shorish of a schius is an olam haba and therefore he's not going to be broken by a ruach, but a rishaim who are planted in the makom tuma, the ruach is going to ruin them. Also, Bal Gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't live with him, but an anav, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashash chinasu alav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect him from whatever piranus comes his way. Amar Kriya Barashi Amarav Tamil Chacham Tzorik Shiyehebo Echon Mishmona Bishminis. That a Tamil Chacham should have a tiny bit, just a tiny bit of Gaiva, 1/8 of an eighth of a shear of Gaiva. Amar Avun Rebbeinu Veshua Umaatrele. That little bit of gaiva should be like a crown on him, like the bearded part of the stalk of wheat. Rava says, can't go right over here. You're in nidoy if you're a Talmud Chacham that has extra gaiva, but if you don't have any gaiva, you're also in nidoy because Talmud Chacham has to have a little bit of pride so that people will listen to him, so that he's not going to be, so that it won't be a lack of kavanah Torah, that people will walk all over him. So you're in a shamti either way. So what should you do? How do you walk that line? So I'm Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak, lomi neva lomi ktsasa. You err on the side of anivus, not on the side of God. Meaning, if you're not sure if you have the shminah shabashminah, you probably have more than the shminah. So you go in the other direction. You err on the side of anivus. Mizuto dechsiv be toavas Hashem kol gval leiv. Bottom line is that if a person is a bal gaiva, it's considered toavas Hashem. You don't want that. You don't want to be messing around with that which could be a toeva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Deos that there are certain deos means midos, there are certain midos that a person should act that a person should not act b'midah beinus. Most midos you do act b'midah beinus, you're not extreme in one direction or the other, but there are certain ones that you don't act b'midah beinus, but rather you srachik min ha-kotza echad ad ha-kotza acher. You should go from one extreme all the way to the other extreme, and that is gova lev, that it's not good for a person to be for a person to have any gaiva, a person should be very, very humble. And shamta yehe, a person should be in shamta if he has any sort of gaiva. So that's something that, even though normally when it comes to midos we try to have an even balance, when it comes to the most gaiva that one is allowed to have is a shminah shebishminas, and that's even that is only for a Talmud Chacham. So a person should be very much leaning toward the other side. Amar Chizkia, ain't tefilah shladim neshma selim kein mesim libo kibasar, that a person's tefillah is only listened to if his heart becomes like flesh, that he doesn't have harden his heart, he doesn't have a sense of gasaruach, of arrogance in his tefillah. Shneimar vayimi dechodesh bechadsho yovel kol basar lishtachavos lefanai, amar Hashem, the pasuk continues, that only those who are their hearts are like basar will come to be mishtachave in front of Hashem b'tefillah, and their tefillah is going to be heard by the Ribbono Shel. But those balei gaiva who libam kasha ke'evet, who their hearts are hard like stone, their tefillahs are not going to be listened to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says that we find that even in the Torah there is a certain shevach for someone who has a heart of basar, and because we find when it comes to negat saras, when the Torah talks about the nega, it says basar ksiv be v'nirpa, that it says basar kiya ba'oro shkin v'nirpa, whereas adam lo ksiv be v'nirpa, when it says adam kiya ba'or b'saro se'esol sapachas o v'heres va'oyev ba'or b'saro le negat saras, and it says negat saras Kas Kisiya Ba'adam, it never uses the term Nirpa. Only when it uses the term Basar does it use the term Nirpa to describe how the Basar heals. And that tells me that someone who's an Anav, like Basar, he's soft, like flesh, he's likely to have a refuah from the Yisurin that he's suffering from. But a person who has a sense of arrogance, who's Libo Kasha, he's not going to have a refuah to his various ailments. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us that from the very name Adam, we learn that you have nothing to be, that a human being has nothing to be a balgaiva about. Adam is the Rashi Tevos of Efer, Dam, and Mara. I mean, what are we made of? We're made of some raw materials. And Basar is Busha, Srucha, Rima. We interchange the Sin and the Samuch. So also, we're very low. Ikadarmi, others say that from the Shin of Basar, it's a Sha'ol, not Srucha, not a Samuch, but Sha'ol, that ultimately is going to go into the Kever. Tichsiv Bishin, because it's written with the Shin, not with the Samuch, so it matches better as the Rashi Tevis for Basar. So a person thinks about what is an Adam, a person thinks about what is Basar, he should think of himself in very lowly terms. Amar Vashi, Kal Adam Sheish Bo Gasa Ruach L'Sof Nivchas, that a person who has Gaiva is ultimately going to be minimized from his chashivos. He's going to become someone who's disrespected. Shenamar, because the pasuk says at the end of the parshas Negaim, l'sa'es u'l'sapachas. So by elevating himself, ultimately he's going to be nispach. He's going to be tafel to other people. A nispach means a secondary thing. Ve'in sa'es el lashon gavoa. Sa'es means someone who elevates himself. Shenamar v'al kol harim haramim v'al kol gavos hanisaos. So you see, it's a lashon of elevation. Ve'in sapachas el Tfeilus. Sapachas always means that which is tafel, secondary. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph that the Ish Elokim was misnave about the Bnei Eli, that they were going to die, and that another Kohen Gadol, who's not from the base Eli, was going to take their place, and whoever is going to be remaining from the base Eli is going to have to come to the Kohen Gadol and ask for him, Sfachani na el achas akanos lechol pas lechem. At least let me be a secondary participant in the pas lechem, so I can eat a little bit of the pas lechem. So you see, sapachas is the lashon of secondary, a lashon of tafel. Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, borei kama gedolim nemuchei ruach fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Take a look at how precious people who are humble are to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shabbos, Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash was around, Adam makrivola schar ola biadam. If a person would bring a karbonola, he gets credit for bringing a karbonola that gets burnt entirely on the mizbeach. Mincha schar mincha biadam. If he brings a karbon mincha, so he gets schar for a karbon mincha. But a person who has anivos, that we consider as if he brought all the karbanos. Shenemar zevach elukim ruach nishbara. The zivchei elukim, all the zivchei elukim are the equivalent of ruach nishbara, a broken spirit. Velo od, and not only that is it as if he brought all the karbanos. Elashein tefilos nemesas, but his tefil is not going to be rejected by the ribbon shalom. Shenemar leiv nishbar v'nitka elukim lo sivze, that it's he's not going to leave bibizayon from an audience with the ribbon shalom if he has proper humility. V'amr b'shem levi kol hasham or chosav ba'olam hazeh. Anyone who carefully considers his path in this world to think about schar mitzvah kenegedef seida, schar aveira kenegedef seida, meaning what am I gaining from an aveira, what am I losing from a mitzvah, zochav rabbi yishuas shal kodesh baruch will ultimately see the yeshua of the ribbono shel shneimar v'sam derech arenu b'yesh alukim al tikri v'sam el v'sham derech. You read it not just as v'sam but v'sham, as if one cheshbins out carefully and assesses his path in life. That's going to be someone who's Shom Derech Arenu B'yesh Elokim. He's going to see the salvation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide. Okay, now back to the halacha. So Ketan Mekanila. So we said, how do you do Kinoi in the Mishnah? So we discussed that he tells her, I don't want you to be Al Tadabri Mishploni, etc. So Hagufa Kasha, there's a steer in the Mishnah. Amala B'fnei Shnayim Al Tidabri Mishploni. That's how we identify what Kinoi is. So Imish Ploni Zeh. So Alma Dibor Stirahu. That sounds like Dibor is Stira. That even though you didn't say don't have Yichud, you just said Al Tadabri. But Vahadatani, but then in the Hemshech of the Mishnah it says that after you told her she's not allowed to be Medaber Imish Ploni, Dibra Imo, Adai Mutar Sabes Mutar Zeh Nachal b'truma, that if she was only medaber with him, she could still eat truma. Alma dibur lo klumuk. So that makes it sound like dibur is nothing. So Amar Abaye, hachi kam Rabbi, says, no, no, what it means to say is, al tadabri v'dibra, al tadabri v'nistra. If he warned her not to speak and she either spoke or went b'yichud with him, or al tistri v'dibri imo, or he warned her not to have yichud and then she went and was only medaber with him, then adayin mutar sabesa. Nothing happened yet, mutar sabesa b'truma, she's mutar tarazmi, she's still allowed to eat truma if the husband's a kohen. But if he warned her al tistri and then nichnasa imo lebesa seser v'shasa k'dei tuma, and then she went and she had yichud with him and stayed with him, a shir of k'dei tuma, asur lebesa v'asur l'achol b'truma, then she's asur lebesa and she's not allowed to eat truma. Tosfos Rosh points out it's like a chisuri mechsra is what the Gemara is saying. It just doesn't use the terminology of chisuri mechsra because we're not really adding any new halacha into the Mishnah. We're just making it make sense with the words al tadabri. So we're saying that al tadabri does not accomplish kinui. If she's midaberis, that is not a stira. It has to be al tistri vinistira in order to accomplish kinui and stira. So then we said in the Mishnah that if after she becomes a suffix sota and she has not yet drunk the mea Marim, the husband drops dead, she does chalitza with the brother, but not yibum. V'imeis chaletza. So frek the Gemara, why? Amai, tisyabim nami yivumi. Why would they not be allowed to do yibum? She was not mezana necessarily. She certainly was not mezana tachas the yavam. She didn't cheat on the yavam. If anything, she might have cheated on the brother. So why would she not do yibum with the yavam? So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Krak, because the pasuk says that when couple gets married and the man finds Ervas Davar, that the wife was Mizana, so he writes a get and he's Shulcha Mibeso, and the pasuk goes on to say V'yotza Mibeso V'holcha V'yotza Li'ish Acher, that she leaves the house and she goes and she could get married to an Ish Acher. So what is the word Ish Acher coming to teach me? What is, why does it have to say Acher? Obviously V'yotza Li'ish, she'll go and she'll get married to someone else. It has to say Acher Li'ish Acher V'lo Li'avim, to tell me that if she had cheated on her husband, she's allowed to marry an Ish Acher when she gets divorced, but she's not allowed to marry the Yavam because he's not considered an Acher. So if he finds an Ervas Davar, he writes her a get, he divorces her, and she can go and get married, but whenever she leaves his bayis, whether it's Ali De Get or whether it's Ali De, the fact that he died before he had a chance to give her a get, which is our case, she's only allowed to marry an Ish Acher. She's not allowed to marry the Yavam. So that's how I know that she can't do Yibum. So I'm like, Abaye Elamayata, okay, I get that she can't do Yibum, but Chalitza Nami Lotibai, she should not require Chalitza either, because once she was Mizana, the pasuk is Matir to marry an Ish Acher, whether it's Ali De Get or whether it's Ali De Misas Baila, she doesn't need Yibum at all. She shouldn't need Yibum at all if she was Mizana. So I'm like, so Rav Yosef says to Abaye, well, wait a second. Ilu Isay Labal, let's say the husband hadn't died, Milo by a get, wouldn't she require a get? He has to give her a get, even though she was Mizana. It doesn't sever the marriage when she's Mizana. It ruins the marriage. It makes it a marriage that cannot be saved, but it doesn't actually officially end the marriage. You still need either a get or a Misa Sabal. So if the husband was alive, you would need a get. So if the husband were alive, you need a get. Hashanami Tibai Chalitza. Now that the husband's dead, you at least need a Chalitza. So that is one version of how Rav Yosef answered the question. So again, the question was why doesn't she do Yibum? So Rav Yosef's answer was, Valchavais Elish Acher, that she can only be Elish Acher, she cannot go back to, she cannot be with the Yavam, because the Yavam is not considered an Ish Acher. Second version of Rav Yosef, there are going to be three in total. V'ista Amri Amr Rav Yosef, Rachmana Amar, the Pasuk says, about a woman who's mizane, v'yatza mibeso v'holcha v'haisa li'ish acher, that he has to divorce her, to lolistere lebeise. Why does a husband have to divorce a wife who was cheating on him who was mizane? Because she'll ruin his house, she'll ruin his entire life if he stays with such a woman. V'at amr tisyav minami yivume. So this woman is a destructive force. She's going to ruin his whole house, and you're going to send her to the brother? You're going to have her the brother do yibum? Says Rav Yosef, that's why you can't do it. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Chananel, and he says, someone who doesn't want to be miyavim, the pasuk says shasherla yibana as beis achiv. So yibum is considered a building of the brother's house, whereas a marriage with this person is not binyan; it's stira. It's a destruction of the house. Mincha Chareva raises the question: then why is the Gemara asking? The Gemara's next question, the Abaye's question, is going to be elameata li'achar lotina. So she shouldn't be allowed to marry anyone else either. But b'nisui acher doesn't say livnos, meaning if the whole kunz is what Tosa says, that the whole point of Yibam is to be bona, and this is the opposite of binyan, then the Gemara's next question doesn't really make sense. So Amalei Abayi, so Abayi's challenge to Rav Yosef is, again, you, Rav Yosef, just said that she's a destructive force. So you can't take a woman who's a destructive force and shove her on the Yavam. She shouldn't be his problem. So Amalei Abayi, she shouldn't marry anybody to Lisrael Beise. With her track record as a married woman, she's going to ruin anybody's house. So Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Mikor Aminan La Ale, Balkarche, what, are we forcing anyone to marry her? Someone chose to marry her. So yeah, okay, if a guy chooses to marry someone who's not good for him, so he's going to choose to marry someone who's not good for him. But a Yavam is Balkarcho, a Yavam is a mitzvah to marry. We can't make a mitzvah to choose badly. We can't make a mitzvah to choose someone who's going to ruin your house. Okay, people make bad choices in marriage all the time, but that's up to them to make their bad choice. But the Kodesh Baruch is not going to impose a mitzvah on somebody to make a bad choice in marriage. Be'ez Hashem, will pick up with the V'Yikad Amri, the third version of Rabbi Yosef, tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.